AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The prison tailor shop instructor accused of smuggling hacksaw blades and tools into a New York State prison has pleaded guilty to a felony, promoting prison contraband, and a misdemeanor. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says the plea agreement reached with Joyce Mitchell was best for all involved.
I made a determination that it was in the interest of justice to just proceed with these two charges that we have and not go forward with anything else.
Mitchell faces 2 1/3 years to 7 years in prison when she's sentenced at the end of September. She smuggled the tools into the prison inside packages of frozen meat. The two inmates, David Sweat and Richard Matt, used those tools to cut out of prison and were on the run for 2 weeks in June before Matt was killed and Sweat was captured. Secretary of State John Kerry tells skeptical members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee that a congressional vote against the nuclear deal with Iran would give Iran a clear path to develop nuclear weapons.
You'll not only be giving Iran a free pass to double the pace of its uranium enrichment, to build a heavy water reactor, to install new and more efficient centrifuges, but they will do it all without the unprecedented inspection and transparency measures that we've secured.
New York Democrat Elliot Engel says Iran is already trying to bypass a key part of the agreement.
We're seeing Iran's leadership declare that military sites will be off limits to inspectors. If this is Iran's version of transparency during the implementation of the agreement, we're getting off to a bad start.
A Kentucky man has died from a snake bite that he suffered during a church service on Sunday. The Bell County Sheriff's Office says John David Brock was handling the snake during a Sunday service at a Pentecostal church. He was bitten on the left arm and then refused medical treatment. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 137. This is AP Radio News. Long-term highway bill's been pushed to the fall at the earliest. Jerry Boatlander tells us more.
The original House approach was a 5-month extension, so money's available to states past Friday for highway and transit projects. The Senate's working on a multi-year approach. Now the House plans to approve a 3-month extension and begin its August recess. That'll force the Senate to follow suit to keep the money flowing. House Speaker John Boehner still hopes for a long-term bill.
We need to buy some time in order to get that work done.
The House bill won't include reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank, leaving its future unclear. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Sweden says a submarine wreck found last week is most likely a Russian World War I sub that sank after colliding with a Swedish ship in 1916. That find follows a lengthy hunt for foreign submarines in Swedish waters during a period of growing military activity in the Baltic region. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.